Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, you ass? How you doing?
Ace. It is 6:24. Let's go to it. Let's get to it. Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you are thirsty and you're like, man, I'm thirsty, and you don't want to be thirsty anymore because it sucks being thirsty, Bud Distributing.
All right, let's get to sports, for God's sake.
I'm just trying to explain what's
going
on. Damn
rock news.
All right, do it.
Stalling all the time. All right, Major League Baseball. Yesterday, Tigers beat the Brewers 1-0, 11 innings, damn. Cubs beat the Phillies. There you go, Cubbies, 6-1. Sox, the White Sox beat the Angels 9-3. Still high-scoring games of baseball. It's incredible. Today, Milwaukee, the Brewers going to be in Detroit playing the, I was going to say the Lions. Damn. The Tigers.
This is why I stall for your sports, because good God.
Shut up.
Chew up as much time as possible.
You never mess up. All right. Cubs playing the Phillies today at 7:05. By the way, Tigers and Brewers are playing at 1:10. Angels, White Sox going to be playing at 8:10. Get to some stories here. UFC, Conor McGregor seems to be making progress with that broken-ass leg of his. Former UFC two-division champion said earlier this week he's walking. Thinks he could begin striking with his leg again. Dude, it happened like a few weeks ago, it feels like. Yeah, obviously he hasn't been cleared to do so. This is what he says. He says, quote, "I feel like I could kick right now. I honestly feel like I could kick. I just got to listen to the doctors, listen to the people that are guiding me. That's what I've done so far, and I've committed myself to the work, and I'm back on my feet. It's so good to be back on my feet." It's weird reading his quotes because he says things differently, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He almost got to do his accent while you read it. Anyway.
What is his accent, Hunter? Can you do it?
No, I can't do his accent. I'm not going to try it. He broke his tibia and fibula in a kick. Did you see that picture?
No, I refuse to. I don't need to see anymore. All right, I've seen basketball players. I know what a broken bone is. I understand where it's at in the body. That's all I need to know.
When you're standing straight up and you can see the bottom of your foot.
Oh, God.
Anyway, he'll be back. You'll see more Conor McGregor, that's for sure. One more story real quick before we get to your Aaron Rodgers story. Basketball. Stephen Curry will use his last weekend before the Golden State Warriors training camp to cover his other favorite sport, golf. Curry signed on to be part of NBC and Golf Channel's coverage of the Ryder Cup in Wisconsin's September 24th through 26th outing there. It's kind of cool. Covering the event is part of the deal of Curry's Unanimous Media. He signed with NBC. That deal he signed with NBC Universal. So you can hear Steph Curry on TV doing some announcing while he's making it rain in the NBA.
Sweet.
So, kind of a cool thing there.
I'm indifferent on that. That's all right. You know, sometimes sports athletes, They get a job because of their talent on the court or the field or the pitch,
of
whatever.
Of course, dude. Yeah, but he's not commentating on NBC because
then they get on there and they're like Charles Barkley. They're like Charles Barkley, and you're like, if I have to listen to another minute of this guy, I'm going to throw my TV out the window. Some people aren't made for it. Some people, I'm just saying.
You know what's funny? Real quick, I'm so glad you brought this up. And sports going to go a little extra long this morning. Did you watch Monday Night Football?
No, I did not. Yes,
I don't know why we didn't talk about this on Tuesday. So Monday Night Football, it was Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and Charles Barkley. God. They didn't have your two commentators, right? Like typical, and it was over Zoom. So the game, they had three screens of Charles Barkley, Peyton Manning, and Eli on the side the whole game, right? And they're just talking to each other through Zoom, commentating the game. Dude, it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was hard to listen to. Peyton was great because he's explaining everything. Eli was just typical Eli, just kind of, he's kind of there,
the worst of the Manning
Peyton's
brothers.
Younger brother. And then they would like purposely throw it to Charles Barkley because he wasn't like saying much. And they're like, all right, hey, Charles, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
You know, And then he gets in and he says something. And you're just like, dude, why is a basketball player commentating Monday Night Football?
Well, have you
Have
you ever seen Charles Barkley like on SNL or act at all? Dude, it's brutal. It's absolutely like, brutal.
We get his shtick. That's like a shtick to be Charles Barkley and just, you know what I'm saying?
It's terrible.
Yeah. But after a while, it's like, all right, guys, let's get somebody like for real in here. Like,
I think we'll have to save the Aaron Rodgers story for next hour because now we're ripping on Charles Barkley.
Right. That's fine.
Did you ever see the clip of him with Frank Caliendo? And Frank Caliendo
was offended, wasn't he?
Well, he didn't get it. Like, Frank Caliendo did this full, like spot on Charles Barkley impression. So he's that. If you don't know who Frank Caliendo is, amazing impressionist.
Phenomenal.
Like, just he does great stuff. And he does a lot of really good sports, sports
guy
figures.
Guy can impersonate anybody.
And so he was doing this show with it was some NBA, like, you know, primetime show or whatever. And Charles Barkley was on there. And Frank goes into this Charles Barkley shtick or whatever, you know, the bit. And then at the end, Charles like, oh, well, do me. And they're like, Charles, he just did you. Like, he just spent, and we were all dying laughing because it was literally a spot on.
Dead on.
And he's like, oh, okay, I guess it was pretty good. It's like, Jesus, Charles. Like,
what is going on? The guy signed a contract. He's probably going to be in a commentating for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
Because Charles, you know. Like, his shtick is to get in an argument with Shaq all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's like, after a while, you just like, come on. Yeah. I love Shaq. Shaq's great because Shaq. He doesn't really complain. He just kind of sits there and does everything. Every commercial, I'll do it.
Yeah. What I love, Shaq. Yeah, Shaq is on literally every single commercial you could imagine. I don't think
hey,
he says no.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Charles, come on,
Charles, shape up, Charles.
Charles, you're fine. It's the people hiring and putting Charles in that position. Charles, he was stuck there for 3.5 hours trying to talk about football, a sport he doesn't play.
It's like when they put that hot chick on a sports talk show, and the only reason she's on there is because she's hot. You know, sorry, ladies, it's true. Okay,
it's true. And you know it's true too. So quit acting like you don't. Yeah. Or what?
Yeah.
Shut up. No, you know. Anyway, there you go.
I think it was a good rant to end on. You got anything else? We'll save it for next hour.
Yeah, let's save that Aaron story for next hour.
All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Yeah. Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
Wilma!
Everything that rocks.
Oh, nailed it.
Come on. You don't sound like that.
So apparently I'm short like Little John and I don't sound like Ja Rule. God, you guys are jerks. You guys are real jerks.
This morning.
Like, good God, man.
I'm sorry. You know, we'll stop rip. No, you deserve it. You rip on us all the time. Take it once in a while,
would
you?
That's true. I do talk about your wispy legs and your wife's obsession with frozen bananas. I guess.
You know?
It's fair.
So there you go.
All right, we are running so far behind, so let's get to it. It is time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products.
Let's kick it off with the NFL, man. Brock never made it to the NFL. He's too short.
Yeah, you bastard.
Weak arm.
I'm as tall as Doug Flutie. I could have made it.
You know what? I scratched my entire sports report this morning. I closed the laptop.
Yeah.
You know, I threw the sheet away because Brock says, you know what? I got an Aaron Rodgers story.
Aaron Rodgers. No,
Aaron
okay.
Rogers.
So obviously you've all heard by now the disastrous first game of the season for the Packers.
Washed up.
What was it? 37-3? Aaron Rodgers had 2 interceptions in the third quarter. That's a guy who only had, I think, maybe 5 interceptions total last year. Like, it's not very Aaron Rodgers-esque. However, Hunter, he has an excuse, and he talked about it on the Pat McAfee show. Here's a clip from that explaining his interceptions.
I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. There's some ones you wish you had back. There's some ones that really aren't your fault. That one was entirely due to the double shot I took. Right before I'm throwing it, I took a left kind of clothesline, and somebody on the right, you know, with a right kind of cross, double shot. That was a painful one. I They got their money's worth on that one.
So he got hit in the balls twice. Oh, that's why.
He got punched?
Yeah, he got it like so as he was getting tackled, like a cross arm to the nuts, right hook to the balls, like bam, bam, and that caused the one interception.
Huh. I know he's lying. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have any balls.
Oh, you know what? You know what? You son of a, I swear to God. Yes. I swear to God.
Yes.
I hope he drags his nut. All right, you know what? Sitting here trying to heal
justify
from what happened
terrible,
on Sunday.
A terrible game.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Brady threw two interceptions. You're not knocking him.
Yeah, he won.
It yeah.
Was a phenomenal
thank
game.
God the rest of his team stepped up like they have done for the last 20-odd years, carrying that man. You know, I hope
like
you get
400.
I hope you get punched in the nuts. I hope your cat Tito just cuts him right off. I hope he takes that sharp index nail and just right off.
You know, you can make all the excuses you want. A lot of people get punched to the balls in the NFL. You thought you were going to come in here with this great excuse and everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, he's right. He's the best. We're the worst.
What do you think about that, Bill Belichick?
You know, it's always tough to tell guys that worked hard and given you all they had.
See, Bill agrees.
Hey, he kind of worked. He didn't work hard. What did he do in the offseason? He went to California.
You know, I think it wasn't the nut shot on the field. It was the nut shot from his new fiance that's causing him to play. But yeah, it's the fact that
he's engaged to Yoko Ono. He's taking nuts. Dude, I'm sorry, Green Bay. It's not going to look good for you this year, I don't think.
Poor guy. Anyway, so I wanted
We'll see. You know, he's probably going to come out on fire this week
because
of all the talk.
What if he comes out just like with the biggest nut cup you've ever seen? Which, by the way, did anybody ever actually use those correctly growing up? Like, it was they promoted jock straps and nut cups.
The most uncomfortable thing
dude,
ever.
I mean, every single one of us. What was the big deal of youth football and protecting our nuts?
Here's another question, too, is some people wear the soft cup. I'm like, well, what's the point of a soft cup?
Yeah.
I got underwear on.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing, right?
I remember them aggressively promoting nut. Like, hey, don't forget, if you don't have your nut cups during practice, boys, you're not playing. It's like, what? Is it because our nuts were still developing? Is that what they were worried about? Like,
I remember when I forgot my first cup for Rocket football back in the day, too. I put it on. And I go to CJ, I go to the bedroom. I'm like, CJ, just give me one swift kick. I want to see how this thing works. I mean, it takes the shot away a little bit, but man, I went down to my knees. Woo! It doesn't protect the whole thing.
No, what it does is it's all around. Like, you got that circle bruise around your twig and giggleberries. No, of course not. No, if a buddy ever asked you to help test his nut cup, you go into that. I mean, you're full leg. Yeah, you vinatieri that thing as hard as you can. All right,
you follow through both legs.
I mean, you palate the hell out of his nuts. All right, because he's asking for it. All right. So, yeah, I never understood why they aggressively promoted nut cups during Little League. But
maybe Aaron Rodgers to start wearing one so he stops.
So he's going to need a big one.
Interception.
He's going to need a big one because Aaron Rodgers got. Why am I defending his nuts? I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm just.
You're in shambles.
I'm in too deep, guys. I'm in too deep into being a Packer fan where I'm defending Aaron Rodgers' testicles.
Poor Green Bay fan.
What do you think about that, Bill Belichick?
You know, it's always tough to tell guys that worked hard and given you all they had.
All right. Do you have anything else, or should we wrap this up?
That's it. Let's wrap it up with Aaron Rodgers.
This sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.